10 Major League Baseball games are scheduled for today. The season opener last night in Anaheim was one-sided from the start.
That is through. Walsh couldn't get it. Coming in to score is Tony. Here comes Freiman. Here's the throw by Anderson. Now Molina to second base. Not in time there. And Milton Bradley with a two-run, two-out single. And it is a four-run inning for Cleveland.
The Indians expanded that four-run first inning lead into a 6-0 shutout of the Angels. John Miller called the game for ESPN2. Miller says labor disputes during the offseason and discussions about eliminating two teams make the start of the new season all the more welcome.
The only point of baseball is the enjoyment of it, the escape from all the real tensions and problems in the world, of which we've got plenty. And the notion of heightening the conflict in baseball is to invite fans to not care about the game at all.
So you're ready for some on-the-field action.
Yeah, let's play some ball. Let's play some hardball. That's what it's all about. Let's go out and find out how many home runs Sammy Sosa can hit. Let's find out what Barry Bonds can do for an encore. Let's find out if this new Yankee ball club, newly fashioned, will they continue to be good? Will they be better? Some people think they're already a lock for the World Series. I'm not one of those. I think that they could well be in the World Series. But I think their starting rotation is showing a little bit of age now. So there's still some questions to be asked. It's not quite a gimme, I don't think.
Well, George can always buy another arm along the way.
Yeah, or another broadcaster.
And you're waiting in the wings.
Oh, I'm taken. I was thinking of you, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, we've still got all the teams from last year. Baseball thought about getting rid of the Expos and the Twins, and now the Twins look like they want to play.
I think the Twins are the favorites in that division, in the Central Division. The Cleveland Indians, who are the perennial powerhouse, have going the other way. They've sort of reducing payroll, saying, we're becoming cash poor. And I think that they still could compete in that division. They still could win if enough things go well. But I'm favoring the Twins.
What about the champions? Can they defend?
Well, they could. I think the San Francisco Giants intend to make a strong run at them. The Giants picked up one of the Diamondbacks' top home run hitters, Reggie Sanders, and the Diamondbacks are still a very old ball club. They were one of the oldest clubs to win a World Series last year. So the question last year was, with the big two pitchers in terms of Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, was that going to be enough to get them through to the World Series? As it turned out, it was just enough. And can those two guys have a year like they had last year again? That would be one of the great feats of all time.
Got a vision of Bonds hitting 60 home runs and sports writers asking him if he's lost it. Couldn't match that 73 of last year.
That is the sad thing. I mean, Sammy Sosa, after 2 years over 60, hit 50 home runs. And the question was, wow, only 50. What happened to Sammy? And when you've been around the game as long as I have, and you're a hardcore fan of the game, you know that 50 is still a special number. It's not like 15, 20 guys are hitting 50 home runs every year. That's the very select circle.
Maybe while we're watching all the home runs, another record somewhere else might get broken and we're not paying attention.
Well, I was talking with Tony Gwynn. He made the comment. He thought this year could be the year that somebody hits 400. And he pointed specifically at Larry Walker and Todd Helton, the two great left-handed hitters in Colorado, especially if they could stay healthy. And that would be fun. In a way, I think seeing a guy hit 400 would be more fun, more exciting than seeing all of the home runs, because that's just base hits, and that's every day. And you got to get those hits every day. That means you got to go two hits for five at-bats every day for 6 months. I mean, it just would be a remarkable feat.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.